She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
It is time to go stir crazy with Nina Elder, Deputy Food Editor, Every Day with Rachel Ray Magazine. We're going to talk about inexpensive and healthy recipes for the whole family, meals under $2 per person. Hi, Nina.
Wow.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, let's jump right in. Tell us about these great recipes.
Yeah, the thing about stir fry that's great for this time of year, there are two things. I mean, one, of course, that we made these very value conscious, so you can save more money, you know, for vacation, which we think is important these days. And then the other thing is, you know, you don't want to heat up your house. I don't know if your house is anything like mine, but it's been really pretty warm in the past few days. And so something like the stir fry, you can make these, all the recipes we'll be talking about today, 20 minutes tops, most of them more like 10 minutes. So you're kind of in and out, which
that's
is really
amazing.
Great for the
time. Now, why is stir fry a better option, let's say, than, or is it one of the better options in terms of when it comes to cooking? What are there any health benefits to it? And I guess, is it just easy to do and something that nobody can really mess up, I would venture to say, right? It's
exactly.
Easy to make a stir fry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One, you know, there's kind of this, you know, it's no pressure, you know, and it's kind of a kitchen sink thing. Anything that you have around, you can pretty much stir fry. And from a health standpoint, you know, you use very little fat and oil because the ingredients cook up so quickly. So you cook things, you chop up things very, very finely and in the same proportions to make sure they cook evenly. And then also, you know, have this, you can adjust the ratio of meat to vegetables. And so I think that's really great for people who are, you know, looking for a more healthful lifestyle, because you can kind of up the veggies and kind of, you know, kind of supplement, augment with meat, kind of flavor with meat. And so you can kind of bulk
I love that
up
you
with
said
vegetables.
That.
Yeah, and I think that's
I love
a smart
that you
way.
Said
and,
that, yeah.
I think a lot of people are cooking more that way these days as well. And again, in the summer, you know, you want something kind of lighter and fresher. You know, you don't need a whole steak right now. So,
yeah.
And also veggies are
Let's
cheaper
Let's jump into the
in
first.
General, so.
Oh, that's true. Let's jump into shrimp and snap pea stir fry. That sounds delicious.
Yes, this is a delicious recipe. We have about, let's see, we've got 12 ounces of shrimp. We've got some, put it all over rice. We've got snap peas. We have water chestnuts. And the thing that's great about this, and you just, you know, stir fry all this in a little canola oil with a little garlic. But the thing that we love about this recipe is one of our secret ingredients, which is ponzu sauce. And I don't know how often you guys have cooked with ponzu sauce, but it's a citrus spiked soy sauce. And it's amazing because it kind of hits on all those five flavors, the sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and then that always kind of elusive umami kind of
savory, right?
Yeah. Right, that everyone always talks about. And so the thing is, it's pretty powerful stuff, so you don't need that much of it. And, you know, that's a great thing, you know, with spices or things like ponzu. You just add that to a dish, and it's kind of that secret ingredient that people are like, this tastes really good, but I don't know why. And you aren't adding fat or additional protein or anything. It's just a little bit of something that makes it special.
I'd never heard of that. I'm going to try it. And for those of you who are listening, who are Naturally Savvy listeners, you can use organic canola oil if you're looking to avoid GMOs. I wonder, Nina, what about something like a coconut oil? Because we use coconut oil in any of these recipes. I know it'll change the taste maybe a little bit, but is that something that you have in any of your stir fries?
We don't have it in any of the stir fries. I mean, when I've cooked with coconut oil, there is a little bit, you do get a little bit of the coconut flavor. And I would think in something like the shrimp and snap pea stir fry, it would actually be quite delicious. I would recommend it for something like this. Some of the other flavor profiles, we have like a lamb and carrot stir fry that skews a little more Moroccan. I might be a little more hesitant there with the coconut oil, because I find quite a bit of flavor from it, but I think it kind of depends on the brand you're using and your palate, of course.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I like that. Yeah, it's funny because sometimes with coconut oil, I love it, and other times it overpowers things. So it definitely depends. Let's jump back into the spicy lamb and carrot stir fry. What I like about it is it's got cumin, which I love. It's got crushed red pepper. So it sounds like it's really going to give you that nice spice.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that's interesting about this, and I think good to keep in mind and when you're talking about stir fries, is, you know, people usually think about an Asian profile. But this one, like I was saying, is kind of more Moroccan tinged. And so, I mean, you really can kind of go any number of ways as far as flavor profiles for your stir fry. So don't just think you have to do, you know, the soy sauce and the rice. You know, you can do this. And this is lamb. So we use boneless leg of lamb, which is pretty lean and very value conscious, garlic, soy sauce, cumin, the crushed red pepper you mentioned, again, canola oil, some onion, carrots, and we put this over brown rice, but you could also put this over quinoa, couscous, anything that you like, and a little bit of cilantro at the end.
Nina, what about for those who are, let's say, cooking for one and they have a lot of leftover? Could they freeze these meals, or they can even freeze the raw ingredients, I guess, to make future stir fries?
Yeah, I think you could. I mean, these recipes serve four, so you could also, you know, cut them in half. You know, if you don't want, if you're cooking for one, you know, and you want to make two portions, and then you have like some for lunch, or you could freeze the next one. You could freeze that for sure. I think all of these would freeze pretty well. There's one that has some.
Or if you're like me, you would just.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that would be tough. Oh no, I was going to say, or if you're like me, you'll just eat twice as much. But that's not the best advice.
Perhaps not, you know, but, you know, everything in moderation, right?
I'm just honest. All right, let's look at the ginger, pork, and cabbage stir fry. Cabbage is really good for you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing. The thing about cabbage, you know, is it's, you know, low in calories, high in fiber, and it really kind of bulks up this dish. It makes it seem a little more substantial, so it's a little more filling than it would be otherwise. And this, so we have like boneless pork chops, you just thinly slice those, and so you stretch that meat quite far, and a little bit of cornstarch, and so you combine the pork and the cornstarch and a little sesame oil and let that marinate. And so then when you cook it up with just that little bit of cornstarch, you get a little tiny bit of crispiness, but you'll also get kind of that thickening from the cornstarch. We don't use a lot, but just so you it kind of makes its own sauce, which is really nice. And this one has fresh ginger, which is another one of those secret ingredients, you know. So we were talking about the ponzu. We had talked about the cumin, and here we have that fresh ginger that really brightens everything up, but again, doesn't add fat or calories.
That's great advice. And again, for those of you who are listening, you can always opt for organic cornstarch and organic canola oil if you're looking to avoid GMOs. This sounds delicious, and I'm a big fan of cabbage also for the fact that it has cancer-fighting properties. Anything, you know, broccoli, you know, cabbage, I think they're amazing because they have
any
the sulfur and helps to fight.
Extravaganza,
Yeah, I mean, anytime you could throw those into, you know, any type of stir fry. And what I like about stir fries too so much, Nina, is that they don't really kill, like you don't have to overcook it, right? You could just even lightly stir fry it so it retains some of the raw, like you're not cooking it so it's losing its nutrients, like its enzymes. Yeah, it has its crispness, so you don't have to overcook it if you're really trying to not, you know, if you're trying to eat a little bit more on the raw-er, let's say, because it's not raw, but the raw-er side. So
Yeah, if you're headed that direction, you could absolutely do that. And I think it does taste better, you know, when your vegetables have a little more bite to them, and particularly in this context, you know, it's not like a low and slow kind of, you know, collard green situation here. You want it to have some bite and some personality left. We use Napa cabbage here, but you could use green cabbage or red cabbage or whatever you prefer.
I love Napa cabbage. So we have about a minute left. Is there any other are there any other recipes you'd like to, you know, share with our readers? Because I mean, these all sound really fabulous. And what I love most about it, by the way, is that the fact that they're under $2. Because a lot of people think when it comes to eating healthy that it has to cost so much money. And I love how you've broken it down. So, you know, to really kind of get, you know, if it's a teaspoon of, you know, cornstarch, organic cornstarch, it's one penny. Like, I love how you've done that. So maybe you could share, you know, another recipe with our readers, or even tell us how you got to that. Just really quickly. We have about a minute left.
Yeah, exactly. And before I forget, all of these recipes are on rachelraymag.com. So, you know, I've given you like the broad strokes, but to get the specific recipes, you can go there to get all of these. Yeah, and the recipe breakdown is interesting because I think it really will help people shop, too, when you see, you know, penny by penny breakdown of everything in your recipe and see how you can actually come in very, very cheaply for dinner.
We couldn't agree more. Nina, thanks so much for being on our show today.
Of course, it was my pleasure.
And like Nina said, you can find out more at rachelraymag.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at rachelraymag, and you can follow Nina at Nina_Elder. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.